How the Fox Came to Be Where It Is. Now, there were two creatures that were very much alike, but one was rusty red with a thick tail, neat legs and black pricking ears, while the other was just plain shaggy black and white. They were both rivals for the job of guarding man's farm from the other animals. The shaggy black and white one was called Foursquare, and he wanted the job because he longed to lie beside man's fire on the cold night. The rusty red one was called Sly Looking, and he wanted the job for a very different reason. He loved cabbages, and the only way to get near man's cabbage was by pretending to guard them. This rivalry went on for a long time, and still neither of them had got the job. At last, man told them to settle the matter between themselves within a week, or else he would have to employ a bird. "It is plain," said Sly Looking, "that we must put our problem before a committee."
"Very well," said Foursquare. "I'm glad to see you so fair-minded. I suggest that we let the cows decide it. They ponder a great deal."
"But about what?" cried Sly Looking, pretending to be alarmed. "Scenery? That's what they ponder about. They gaze at the scenery and it looks as if they're pondering, and so they get a great name as thinkers. They're no use for important, deep problems such as ours."
"Then whom do you suggest?"
Now Sly Looking had a secret plan. "I suggest," he said with a sly look, "I suggest the hens. They sit on their perches without a move, and in the dark, and all night long. They have nothing else to do but think. They have no scenery to distract them. Besides, they have a fine chairman, the cock, who keeps them in very good order."
"The hens it is," said Foursquare generously.
The hens listened to the problem and promised to give their answers by 11 o'clock next morning. Foursquare found a soft, warm place between hayricks and settled down for the night. But Sly Looking could not sleep. He had much too much to do. First of all, he went to Rabbit Becomer. He said that he had discovered a whole sort of cabbages which, he knew, Rabbit loved as much as he himself did.
"Where? Where?"
cried Rabbit, hopping from one leg to the other. "Well," said Sly Looking, with a sly look, "they're in the garden inside man's farm. If only I could dig a hole as well as you can, I'd have them in a jiffy. Now, if you..." His voice sank to a whisper. Away went Rabbit with Sly Looking to dig the hole. After an hour's hard digging, under Sly Looking's direction, Rabbit burst up through the floor of the hen house. In a flash, Sly Looking slipped past him. The hen shouted and flapped in the darkness for a moment, then snickety-snackety. Fox had gobbled the lot. "These are lively cabbages," said Rabbit, blinking in the darkness. "They're the wrong ones," cried Sly Looking, pretending to be very alarmed. "Run for your life. They don't taste like cabbages at all. I think they're cocks and hens." At this, Rabbit ran, and behind him, laughing silently, ran Sly Looking away down the long burrow. Next morning, Sly Looking roused Foursquare, and together they went along to the hen house to hear the decision. Sly Looking kept his head turned so that Foursquare could not see his smile. He knocked loudly on the hen house door. When there was no answer, he pretended to look very surprised. "They must be still deep in thought," he said as he knocked again. Still, there was no answer, and with a puzzled frown at Foursquare, he opened the door and immediately jumped back. "Murder, murder!" he cried. "Oh, look at the poor hens!" Foursquare ran in. Nothing was to be seen but piles of feathers and a fresh rabbit hole in the middle of the floor. "Who's been here?" cried Sly Looking, pointing at the burrow.
"Well, that looks like Rabbit's work," said Foursquare.
"The villain!" cried Sly Looking. "Does he hope to get away with this?" And away he went down the long burrow, almost choking with laughter. He found Rabbit crouched in the end of a side chute, still trembling, terrified by what Sly Looking had persuaded him to do. Without a word, Sly Looking bundled him into a sack and carried him back to man. "Here's the villain who murdered all your poor chickens," he said. "Put him in your pot." Man was delighted. He was so pleased, in fact, that he employed Sly Looking on the spot to guard his farm and told him to go and tell Foursquare the decision. And so, Sly-looking became the sentry at that farm and was happy among the cabbages, but not for long. He could not get out of his head the way those hens had tasted. One night, as he patrolled the farm, chewing a cabbage leaf, he thought and thought of those hens until he could bear it no longer. There were new hens in the hen house, and Sly-looking went straight there.
"Good evening, ladies," he said as he entered. "Is everything all right?"
Once he had the door closed behind him, he chose the fattest hen and snap! She was gone. The others looked at him in alarm.
"What will Mad say when we tell him?"
they cried. Sly-looking smiled and snappity-snippity-snoppity-snap. There was nothing left but a pile of feathers. Next morning, Man just couldn't understand it, but he put new hens in the hen house. Sly-looking swore he had never heard a thing. That night, he visited the hen house again. And so every night for a week, he couldn't resist it, and each time he had to gobble up every single hen, lest any be left to tell Man what he had been up to. He quite lost his taste for cabbage leaves. One evening, as he was going for a stroll in the fields, he met Foursquare.
"What are you doing still snooping round here? Away with you," he cried. "I've to guard the farm against such creatures as you."
Foursquare looked at him steadily and said, "You have a hen feather in the corner of your mouth." Sly-looking was furious, but before he could say anything, Foursquare had walked away. Sly-looking didn't like Foursquare's remark at all. It looked as if he suspected the truth, so Sly-looking decided to play a trick on Foursquare and get rid of him. He went straight to Man.
"I have an idea," he said with a sly look. "That Foursquare is at the bottom of this hen mystery. He is taking his revenge on you for employing me instead of him."
"Why?" said Man. "That seems very likely. Certainly he has very fierce teeth. But how are we to catch him?"
"Leave it to me," said Sly-looking. He had another plan already worked out.
Away he went, and finally he found Foursquare sitting on a green hill watching the river.
"Someone is still eating Man's hens," said Sly-looking. "Will you help us to catch him?"
Now Foursquare was a very honest creature, and when he heard this, he was quite ready to believe that Sly-looking was not the culprit as he had suspected.
"How do we do it?" he asked.
"Well," said Sly-looking, "it isn't clear whether the murderer comes up through the floor of the hen house or whether he comes from the farmyard gate and in at the hen house door. So tonight, while I watch the farm gate, I want you to hide in the hen house and keep an eye on the floor."
"Well, that should catch him, whoever it is," said Foursquare. "What time shall I come?"
"Come about midnight. I'll let you in," said Sly-looking, with a sly look.
A quarter of an hour before midnight, Sly-looking slipped into the hen house and had a banquet of hens. Then he went off to meet Foursquare. Foursquare was waiting under the hedge.
"Quickly, quickly," said Sly-looking. "The murderer may be here any minute. Hurry, into the hen house."
As soon as Foursquare was in the hen house with the pile of feathers, Sly-looking bolted the door and ran for Man.
"I've trapped the murderer," he cried. "I've got him."
Man came running to see who it was.
"Why, it's Foursquare, just as you said. Well done, Sly-looking."
Man dragged Foursquare out of the hen house, tied him to the fence and ran to fetch his gun. Sly-looking danced round poor Foursquare, looking at him merrily out of the corner of his eye and singing, "This is the end of the story, bullets for you and chickens for me."
"Oh, is that so?" roared Man's voice.
He had returned more quickly than Sly-looking had expected. Bang went his gun, and bang! But Sly-looking was over the wall and 3 fields away and still running. There and then, Man untied Foursquare and led him into the farm kitchen. He gave him a great bowl full of food, and after that, a rug to stretch out on the fire by the fireside. But that night, and every night after it, Sly-looking had to sleep in the wet wood. And whenever he came sneaking back to the farm, sniffing for hens, Foursquare would hear him. He would jump up from his rug, barking at the top of his voice, and Man would be out through the door with his gun. But Sly-looking was too foxy to be caught. In fact, he was so foxy that pretty soon nobody called him Sly-looking anymore. They called him what we call him, Plain Fox.